Sometimes it's not corruption that causes political conniptions. For instance, in the recent parliamentary elections in Scotland, computers malfunctioned, the ballot was confusing, and close to 5% of the votes cast were disqualified. British pundits struggle to find the right way to characterize the chaos. SAS Diane Roberts is spending the summer in the UK and doesn't like what they came up with.
Florida-esque, Florida-style, a Florida-sized mess. These are the hurtful ways in which everyone from BBC analysts to tabloid trashmeisters is describing the Scottish election imbroglio. Once Florida stood for fun, sun, palm trees, talking cartoon mice, cocktails with little paper parasols, loafers with no socks, and land speculators. Now Florida has become a byword for electile dysfunction. Yes, we Floridians admit that the 2000 presidential election was a bit untidy. Our butterfly ballots flapped about uncontrollably. We couldn't tell if the chads were hinged, dangling, or even pregnant. Overvotes duked it out with undervotes, and absentee ballots fell into a space-time anomaly situated off I-10 near Chattahoochee, Florida. There were rent-a-mobs in our streets and out-of-town lawyers in our drinking establishments. Banana Republics called Florida a banana republic. Fidel Castro offered to send us democracy educators. But hey, we admitted we had a voting problem and faced our voting demons. We got help. We bought brand new machines that are just like those automatic teller things, except they don't give you a receipt. Okay, it's true they didn't work so well either, especially in that one screwy congressional race last November, still under review by the courts. But since that was Catherine Harris's old seat, what do you expect? Bad, bad karma. Anyway, I don't think it's right to bandy about the good name of the 27th state just to make a cheap political point. Besides, the Scottish elections merely snarled up the future of Scotland, a nation of 6 million. The Florida elections triggered a constitutional crisis and shaped the fate of the whole planet. So until the Scots start building condos on the Moray Firth and outlet malls in the Outer Hebrides, until they rebrand the North Sea coast, sounds kind of cold, until they turn Edinburgh into a theme park, Braveheart World would be good. Until then, well, they ought to lay off using Florida as the adjective du jour for a fouled-up democracy. What with hurricanes, global warming, kudzu and feral iguanas, we have enough problems, thank you.
Diane Roberts is a Florida native and author of Dream State.